Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So, you know, just make sure that you, if you're in California, and particularly in the Inland Empire in California, in that area, or Los Angeles, come and visit and worship with us, okay? And if you live out this way, just come on and make it a regular thing. Come on out and visit. We start in the afternoon, so you can still go to whatever church you go to in the morning. and just make a whole day of it. Come in the afternoon and worship with us. Full day of being with the Lord. You will love it. Okay, once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and join us, all right? Okay, now call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. I'll repeat that. That's 646-668-8537. Make sure you give your family members, your friends, that phone number, okay, and tell them to just dial in, okay? Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. And you can click on the link where you see the post of this particular show and go ahead and just listen from your computer if you don't want to dial in. Sit back and just listen and have a good time, all righty? You can click on the link today on Facebook and all this week, so you can go back to it if you want to. Don't forget that we have a book that's available right now on Amazon, and you can also order it from Barnes & Noble. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And you want to get that book. It's really enlightening. It's going to help you to walk closer to the Lord. And you can read it along with your Bible. You know, this book is not here to take the place of your Bible. So you read it with your Bible, and it'll give you more of an understanding of some of the whys that God did this or who and all of that, the whats. It'll answer a lot of questions. You can go right to Amazon and order the book, or you can go to our webpage, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Go to our website, and then you can navigate from there. So once you get to the website, you'll see three little lines on the left. You just click on those lines, and you can navigate, and you can go all the way. Just go to books, and under books, it'll take you right to Who is God, and it will connect you right to Amazon, and you can order the book right there. Or you can continue on that web page and go to The Message of Life. It'll be media. You click on media, it takes you to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain. We're actually on hsbn.tv, so you can catch us weekly on there, or we do Facebook Live also, so you can catch us on Facebook Live. Just keep your eyes and ears open, and you'll see when we're posting Facebook Live, The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on hsbn.tv. And you can catch us on YouTube. You could just put The Message of Life, T. Meyer and Tusila McCain, or just put my name, T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, T. Meyer McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N, and then it'll pop up. The Message of Life, you'll see myself, my wife, it'll just pop up on YouTube, okay, and many other apps that we're on. So you can look at us this whole week, click on whichever message you want to hear, and be blessed. So join us with that, okay? Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to come right back and get into our message for today. So don't go away.
I sing to you, my Savior. I'm
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I'm your host for today. Now we're going to get right into our message. It's called Hear and Obey. Hearing the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and obey the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you open the hearts and minds to everyone who's listening today, that they may receive what you're trying to give us. Help us to hear your voice in this message, Lord, so that we can hear and obey in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear and obey. Many of God's people have literally heard the voice of the Lord. Many, even some of you, have literally heard the voice of the Lord. And many of God's people do not obey. They hear, but they don't obey. We must understand that the laws and commands of God, his commandments, is for his people. They were not written for the non-believers, but for the believers. Now, non-believers can benefit if they fix their hearts to believe, you know, to believe, repent, and obey his word. But it's actually designed for the Christian to hear, obey, and apply his word. In the Old Testament, it was designed for his people, the children of Israel. But in this hour, it's for his Christian people, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must hear, obey, and apply his word. When the Lord says, have no other gods before me, a lot of God's people from the Old Testament until this very day has disobeyed him and have many gods that they have placed before him, gods of gold and silver, materials, people, objects, demons, drugs, alcohol, careers, jobs, and many other things. And all these things can become gods in your life if you let them. And many Christians have let them become gods in their lives, placing other gods before him. When the Lord says, do not commit adultery, many disobey the Lord and commit adultery and fornication and all kinds of perversions. And I'm talking about Christians and some Christian leaders. When the Lord says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor, many of God's very own people disregard his word and will bear false witness against their neighbor in a heartbeat. The word of the Lord says, honor your mother and your father. There are so many Christians who claim to love the Lord, but they are disobedient to the Lord because they do not honor their mothers and fathers. They are totally disrespectful. They curse at them. They are mean toward them, ungrateful, threatening, threatening, and sometimes even violent toward their parents. Out of all of these things that God commands, many of his people disobey. God commands us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, but who really obey him? Understand that your neighbor is your husband, your wife, your children, your family, your church members, your friends, and even strangers. We must love like God loves. Let us all examine ourselves. Do we really love the Lord? Examine yourself. The Lord says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Are we truly keeping his commandments? Let's not be the kind of Christians that say, Lord, Lord, but do not the things that he says. We are to hear his word and obey his word. Even when we read his word, we are to obey. To disobey the Lord is the same as rebellion, and rebellion is the same as witchcraft. God hates witchcraft. He really hates witchcraft. In order for us to obey the Lord, we must truly believe in him. Believe that he is all that he says he is. His word must be in us. As it is written in John chapter 15, verse 7, it says, if you abide in me, this is Jesus speaking. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and we must understand what he's saying. He's saying we must dwell in Jesus, make our habitation in him. And then when he speaks his rhema word, because his word should abide in us, when he speaks his rhema or spoken word to us, it should abide. It should live in us. Then you hear and obey. And then as scripture continues to say, you shall ask what you will. Pertaining to the spoken word that he gave directly to you. If the Lord gives you a message or tells you something, commands you to do something, then you shall obey what you hear. And then after that, whatever you need pertaining to what he commanded you to do will be done for you, because you're asking according to his will. God is his word, and his word is real. His word is him. God's word can come to us in dreams, visions, audibly, strong impressions, or when he puts a knowing in our spirits. He can speak through prophets, through angels, or by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can even have a personal visit from Jesus Christ himself. It's still the word of God coming to you. You see, I like what John Finn said. He said, when it is written in scripture that the word of the Lord came to someone, it means that Jesus Christ himself literally came to that person. Now, we may not know what form he came in, you know, because remember, the word of the Lord came to Paul the apostle. The word of the Lord came to him, but Jesus appeared as light. So we don't know what form he's going to come in, but when the word of the Lord comes to you, it's Jesus coming to you. He came in, but he literally, you know, we don't know what form he came in, but we know that he literally came to them, to the prophets of old and even to people this day. Jesus is the word of God made flesh. Therefore, he literally came to them. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same, the Word, was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, the Word, and without him, the Word, was not anything made that was made. In him was life. In the Word is life. His Word is life, and the life was the light of men. You see, Jesus became Emmanuel when he appeared before them. He was the Word of God in flesh. And Emmanuel means God with us or God in the flesh. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, literally came to his people in the Old and New Testament. And he still comes to us now, today, in this hour. Even in the Old Testament, he was the one who appeared to prophets or men of God to give them a prophecy, a message, instructions, directions, a warning or encouragement, and they were to hear, receive, believe, and obey. Like, for example, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah many times. It's written that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah, which is what he's saying to us right now in this hour. He's saying the same thing. That's why it's recorded, for us to read it and for us to know that these words are for us too. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end or a good future. The Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think of you. And don't think that the Lord is thinking evil of you. He has good thoughts toward you. He wants you to have a good future in him. That means that Jesus literally came to Jeremiah, and the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the same many times in many different ways. The word of the Lord came to many of the Old Testament prophets which means that the Lord Jesus Christ came to them. The word of the Lord came to Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. And that night did God appear unto Solomon. He appeared to him. That means that the word of the Lord literally appeared to Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said unto God, he said, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let your promise unto my father David be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this your people that is so great, so many of them? And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have you asked for long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted. He's granting Solomon's request. He said, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth. Even though Solomon didn't ask for it, the Lord said, it's because you asked only for wisdom and knowledge to rule my people, I'm giving you that plus riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Abraham heard God's voice and obeyed. He left his family. He just went, not knowing exactly where he was going, but he just went following the Lord, the leading of the Lord. We should also obey the Lord. We should obey the word of the Lord in this hour. Moses actually didn't obey the voice of the Lord when the word of the Lord came to Moses. You see, at this one particular instance, Moses didn't obey the voice of the Lord, and it could have been deadly for him. The word of the Lord came to Moses, commanding that all the males be circumcised, remember? But Moses did not circumcise his own son. All the others were circumcised, but Moses didn't circumcise his own son. And this caused the anger of the Lord to be kindled against Moses. Let's read about it. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 through 26. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met Moses, and sought to kill him. The Lord was going to kill Moses. Then Zipporah, Moses' wife, took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet, and said, surely a bloody husband art you to me. So he, God, let Moses go. He let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art. It was because of the circumcision. You see, it wasn't her job to circumcise her son. It was Moses' job to do that. But he didn't obey the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sought to kill him. But thanks to his wife, he was spared. A lot of people don't read that, but that's in there. Because of his wife, Moses was spared. She pretty much saved his life. The Lord was going to kill him because he was a leader, and the word of the Lord came to him, and he was to obey, but he didn't. King Saul didn't obey after he heard the word of the Lord through Samuel. The word of the Lord came through Samuel. The word of the Lord literally came to Samuel to give King Saul a message, but Saul disobeyed his word. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1, 2, and 3. Samuel also said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts." This is what the Lord said to Saul through Samuel. The Lord said, "I remember that which Amalek did to Israel." The Lord said, "I remember what Amalek did to Israel." What he's saying, Amalek, he was talking about the Amalekites. They were the children of Amalek. So he remembered what the Amalekites did to Israel. How, and he says how he laid wait for them, how they actually laid wait in the way when he came up from Egypt, when the children of Israel came up from Egypt. Now, you reading this, you would think that he's talking about two people, but he's talking about, you think he was talking about two persons, in other words, but he was talking about a tribe of people, the Amalekites and the Israelites. And he says how he, the Israelites, how the Amalekites waited for him, the Israelites, in the way when he came up from Egypt. What happened was that when the children of Israel came up from Egypt, the stronger people were in the front and they led the way, while the people in the back were the elderly walking on, in their own pace, and the women and the children, they were behind and was walking and following the rest of the camp. And they had all of their, animals and stuff, camels and sheep and all of that that they had with them. And they were going and walking in their own pace. Well, the Amalekites laid wait and waited for the stronger people to go ahead, and they attacked the weaker people in the rear. And the elderly and the old women, the old men and the women and children and the infants and their animals and all of that, they killed them all. They killed them all. And the Lord remembered what the Amalekites did. That's why he gave Saul this order. He said, "Now go and smite the Amalekites and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not." He said, "Don't spare them," because they did not spare God's people, "but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkeys." He wanted that whole tribe to be literally consumed so that they wouldn't be able to multiply. The word of the Lord came to King Saul through Samuel, the prophet. Then Jesus, the word of the Lord, came directly to Samuel, the prophet. And this is what the Lord said in verses 10 through 23. "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, disobedience, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and Samuel cried unto the Lord all that night. And when Samuel rose up to meet Saul in the morning, it was told to Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone to Gilgal. So in other words, Saul was supposed to stay in Carmel and wait for Samuel. But Saul didn't do it. He packed up and left and went to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul. Samuel found him, caught up with him, and said unto him, and Saul, when Saul saw Samuel, he said unto him, he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, and I have performed the commandment of the Lord." This is what Saul said. "I have performed the commandment of the Lord." But in reality, he really didn't. And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" In other words, Samuel was saying, if you obeyed the Lord, then why do I hear the animals of the Amalekites making noise? You should have killed them like the Lord commanded you. And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites," talking about his people, "have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord your God. You see, first of all, Samuel put the blame on his people, but he was the king. He should have obeyed the Lord and killed them all. So Saul continued to say, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now, he should have destroyed them all. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell you what the Lord hath said to me this night. And Saul said unto Samuel, say on, go ahead and speak. Tell me what the Lord said. And Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed you king over Israel? Samuel was telling him, when you were humbled in your own sight, when you were humbled before the Lord made you king. When you were humbled, and the Lord sent you on a journey. The Lord God sent Saul on a mission, and he should have obeyed the commandment. The Lord sent him on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. That was his commandment from God. Saul was to kill them all, old, young, and all their animals as well. Wherefore, Samuel said, why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of the Lord? You jumped on the spoil to take the best of everything that the enemy had. You just dived on it, you know, and wanted to offer it to the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yeah, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me. Saul thought he was obeying the Lord. He couldn't actually see that he was walking in disobedience. Saul went on to say, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Now, he didn't do it. He did keep the king alive, which he should not have done, you know. And then he said, but the people of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord your God in Gilgal. Now, even Saul knew that all these things should have been destroyed, but he said the people took it and wanted to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Saul made a big mistake by capturing Agag. He should have killed Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and trying to offer their animals for a sacrifice to the Lord. The Lord didn't want their sacrifices because these people were defiled. Saul was supposed to kill the king, King Agag, and kill them all, including the animals. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? You see, sacrifices and offerings were okay back then, but not from defiled people, not from the sinners. He was not accepting an offering from them. He gave a command that these people should be ultimately consumed. So is that better than obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion or disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected you from being king. His kingship was taken away from him because of disobedience. Let's learn from this. Let us make sure we obey the Lord. We don't want to walk in our own selfishness, our self-righteous. We don't want to walk in our own self-righteousness before the Lord. We don't want to walk in our own pride and iniquity, because that is idolatry. Many of God's people today walk like Saul walked. They think they are doing the Lord's will, but in reality, they're walking in disobedience. And that goes for a lot of our Christian leaders as well. When we hear the word of the Lord, then we are required to obey the word of the Lord. We are then held accountable. The prophet who was killed by a lion heard the word of the Lord, but didn't obey. The Lord told the prophet, or this man of God, he told him to give his message to the king and then leave. After you give your message, you leave. Do not hang around. Go, leave. But he gave his message, and the king asked him to stay. He wanted him to stay with him. And this is what happened. 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 8 through 25. And the man of God said unto the king, if you will give me half of your house, I will not go in with you. Neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again the same way that you came in. In other words, go, even when you leave, go out a different way. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came. After he told the king that, he said, king, I'm not going to stay. The Lord told me not to. And he told me even when I leave to go a different way. When I don't leave the way I came in, go out a different way. Now, there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. Because when he left and was on his way to Bethel when the man of God left. But there was an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, and the words which the man of God had spoken to the king. They told everything that went on that day, because a great thing happened that day. And the old prophets, his sons, was there, and they saw all the things that happened with the man of God pertaining to the king. And their father said unto them, which way did he go? And his sons saw which way that the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the donkey. So they saddled him the donkey. And he rode upon it, the old prophet rode upon it and went after the man of God. And they found him sitting under an oak tree. And the old prophet said to him, are you the man of God that came to Judah? And he said, yes, I am. He said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. In other words, go back to Bethel and eat bread with me. Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not. So once again, the man of God is repeating what God told him. He said, I may not return with you nor go in with you. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou came in. So he understood what God was telling him. And the old man said unto him, the old prophet said, I am a prophet also, as you are. And an angel spake to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you into your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. And then you have to understand, the man of God heard directly from God. And then this man comes and said an angel came to tell him to do something that God told him not to do. The man of God heard the word of the Lord, but the other prophet said an angel came to him. So he went back with him. Big mistake, man of God. He went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah. So while they were sitting there eating, which the man of God should not have done, while they were eating, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet against the man of God. Thus saith the Lord. This is what he said. He said, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but came back and hast eaten bread and drank water in the place of the which I did say to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your carcass, your body, shall not come unto its sepulcher, unto the casket, your grave of your father, the graves of your father. Your carcass will not make it there. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him, the old man saddled for the man of God the donkey, to wit for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, when the man of God had left the old prophet, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the donkey stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. The word of the Lord. I mean, it's so important to obey the word of the Lord, because you don't know what the consequences will be when you disobey. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, but Jonah just simply refused to obey the Lord. He straight out refused to obey. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Now I'm not sure, once again, what form that the Lord Jesus came to Jonah, but he came. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof. He paid to even go and run from the Lord, and went into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, how did Jonah think he could escape from the Lord? God is everywhere. Even King David received the revelation that God is everywhere. This is what David said in Psalm 139, verse 7 through 13. He said, whither shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from you, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and as the light are both alike to you. For you have possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. The Lord knew exactly where Jonah was. Even Jonah knew himself that God was after him. Still, Jonah was stubborn. God could have easily just killed Jonah for his disobedience. But instead, he allowed Jonah to be swallowed up by a big fish. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. You see, the Lord Jesus compared Jonah's experience with a sign for us all during his days on earth in Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 and 40. This is what the Lord said. He said, but he answered, God answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. This is Jesus referring to Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jonah's experience was a prophecy of Jesus Christ being in hell for 3 days and three nights. And believe me, being in the belly of a stinky fish for 3 days and three nights surely caused Jonah to repent and obey the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness, but they couldn't take it because along with his word, God appeared as fire and smoke with the sound of a long blowing trumpet. And then they all heard the word from Sinai. It was overwhelming. See, many kings of Israel disobeyed the voice of the Lord, and they paid for it. Kings like King David, King Saul, King Ahab, King Rehoboam, and King Zedekiah, many more also, many others who disobeyed the word of the Lord besides Adam and Eve were people like Lot, Lot's wife, Ananias, and Sapphira, the scribes and Pharisees, and many of God's people today. We hear, but we don't always obey. We can't take matters into our own hands without the instructions and directions of God. Like, for example, David wanted to build the Lord's house, and even David's prophet Nathan told him to go on and do it. But God told the prophet Nathan to go back to David and tell him that he cannot build his house because he shed too much blood. God's house will be built by his son Solomon. David desired it, but it wasn't for him to do. But God told David that he will build David a house. You see, the Lord loved it that it was in David's heart to build him a house. But God told David, no, I'm going to build you a house. David heard the word of the Lord and accepted it. Therefore, David wrote in Psalm 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David was speaking of his glorified body that God prepared for him in heaven. Many times we have a desire to do something for the Lord, but we must make sure we are hearing from the Lord. And once we hear, obey. We are to obey. It is true that God gave us a free will. Therefore, it will be our choice to either do or not do what the word of the Lord commands us to do. Let us make the right choice with our free will. Make the right choice and obey, because there's a heavy price to pay for disobedience. Amen. That's the message. Praise the Lord. Don't go away.
Love so perfect. Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know his love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That's love.
'Cause he knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken spaces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with his overwhelming light. Perfect love. Perfect love, God is perfect love, perfect love, perfect love. God is, He is perfect love. Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
'cause He gave and restored my He won my battle and my fight.
Those fallen moments
when I thought I would not survive.
His love protects me,
failing at no time.
Perfect love.
Remember, we're here every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, so check your time zone. Remember that this is a worldwide radio program, so it could be any time that we may be on, but you are always welcome to go to Solar Records Radio and look for UCA Radio, hosted by T. Myra McCain. Just put that in there, and all of our programs should pop up, and you should be able to see it, or just go to our Facebook and Instagram and some of the other places to look for us, okay? And tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, so be sure to check your time zone. Same number, 646-668-8537, or you can still listen from your computer, okay? So be sure to do that, and remember that Christian Talk comes on Wednesday, same phone number, 646-668-8537, and you will be able to hear Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila. Sometimes we have special guests that are just a great blessing to the program, and then sometimes it's TNT time, where T. Meyer and Tasila will deliver a message for you. So Be sure to tune in, okay? That's Christian Talk at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Check your time zone and dial in or listen from your computer. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. We will see you again next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we